so that I can remember what...
You're limited in space.
Yeah.
And I often let that space be a mouthpiece for anybody that has something that, some point they want to make. Sometimes it's a lightweight little thing. They talk about their love for Jesus or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just let it be, whatever it is. But it's often a good space to educate people and to make a point. If you have a point of view or a sense of vision or something like that.
See, here's that town clerk that we had. This guy?
Yes.
And the reason I got on that town board, Bill Ford and Alan...
Go ahead and start recording, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Bill Ford and Alan Cook came in the store and said, let's put together a ticket. This was about 1972.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, okay. Well, we had one hell of a time finding a clerk. So this guy lived right next door to us upstairs, above the store. And
where's your store? Let me just imagine.
Drugstore.
It's over the current drugstore. Mm-hmm. You lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't find anybody for clerk, and so I said, well, let's ask Ed Richards. So we caught him out back of our store, Bill Ford and I did, and said, Ed, would you want to run for clerk with us? But we want understanding. We got to get rid of that darned electric system because it's not an asset to the town. It's a damn liability. Mm-hmm. Well, you looked at the ground. So we said, just yes or no, Ed. He said, well, I hate to get rid of it, he said, but I guess it should go. So we put him on with us, and he fought us under the table from then on. Mm-hmm. And that's, he was soliciting some funds there for the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And which they got filed, all right. And they got a restraining order.
I have contributed $100, and so have Doc Rock, Earl Rapp, Jim Weary, and Ed Reynolds for this cost. So the point was that they were wanting to keep the electric system intact.
Well, Ed just wanted to run the town, I think. This is a much better picture of me.
Oh, I didn't bring my camera today.
Well, cut that out, then, you know, you cut that out and use it. If they can maybe blow it up to where you want it.
I don't know if you want me to use... Well, I'll see. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that with me and see if that can be used. If it can't, I'll come
back...
That's
a little younger than this face.
I'll just come back and take a snapshot of you later, how's that?
Yeah.
Usually they just want me to do a head and shoulders, just a...
Yeah, just you just
a mugshot
face,
kind
yeah.
of thing.
See, there's a copy of that damn lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. These are the people that were...
They signed the petition.
They were for the lawsuit or against the lawsuit?
Yeah, they were against us.
Against you. Well, good.
See, here's some of the things that they had in there about the water meters.
Yes. Do you want to focus on this in your article?
Well, you can...
The reason I ask is because I have about 1 hour.
Yeah, I know.
And I can come back later or talk to you on the phone.
It'll
but I thought maybe we could use that time to figure out what it is that you want in that space.
Well, you can tell me whether this does it. I'll read you my notes here.
All right. I'll just get you to take reading.
This is the editor of Poseville News.
Okay.
When we lift up our eyes under the hills, what do we see? The residents of New Harmony see a monstrous water tank perched upon a precarious pinnacle of earth. An edifice that initially, according to the engineer, was to have a capacity of 300,000 gallons, be 48 feet in diameter and 42 feet in height. According to Commonwealth engineers, New Harmony's engineer, the installed tank is 40 feet in diameter and 59 feet in height, with a capacity of more than 500,000 gallons. Go figure. Now what Ron Eimer says, Ron is an architect, he's not an engineer, I'm not an engineer, and so Ron says what he thinks, that the engineers found that their elevation wasn't quite enough, instead of moving on up the hill, which we advocated, you know, they just sell the town more height on the tank to get the pressure. And, you know, maybe that's what they did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll go ahead and say that it was a commendable thing which the last council did in securing grants to fund the water system improvements, new downtown sidewalks, curbs, trees, street lights, and all of these things which were much needed and eagerly awaited. Visitors and townspeople appreciate all of these improvements. No one expects town council members to be knowledgeable in all aspects of the town's utilities, but somewhere along the line, the previous council dropped the ball and left the community and new council with a mountain of problems. New Harmony has a complete, newly elected town council, persons qualified and dedicated, willing to put personalities aside and do what will be in the best interest of the town. Since they are the current governing body, they will undoubtedly receive much hostility from disgruntled people. Now, right there, I had another paragraph over here that I probably wanted to insert there. 25 years ago, the town council attempted to make water system repairs and install water meters and were met with righteous indignation, bomb threats, and a lawsuit. At that time, water meters were estimated to cost $70,000. Contractors' bid to install water meters currently underway is $189,200 and counting. From January 1, 1990 to December 1, 1999, water rates have increased 400%, gas rates 58%, and sewer charges 100%. Let's see, I'm going to put that last paragraph. Some persons tend to believe that if the public is paying the bill, the sky is the limit, deluding themselves into thinking that costs which are spread over a large number of people cost themselves little, and that the rich pay the largest portion. Those wishing to hoodwink themselves in that manner should take a closer look at their monthly gas, sewer, and water bills. The access road to the new water tank and Harmony Park water supply pump shed is a preposterous, highly erodible, narrow strip, which the contractor bid at $107,000. If you go out there and look at it, you wonder.
Is that where there's a gate with barbed wire on top, but you can get around it?
Yeah.
What is that? How does that work?
Who knows? Might as well put it out.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's insane. But
might as well put it out in the middle of the field, hadn't you, that gate?
I haven't seen it, but she described it to me. It sounds ridiculous.
Total bid for the entire tank and the road installation was $700,550. Now, Ron and Don Parker, which have had experience in architectural things and construction, say the town could easily save at least $300,000 by moving that tank up on the old plank road, mm-hmm. where, you know, it's level and you don't have to do any grading, very little erosion.
They said that. It's too late then, right?
Well, yeah. We tried to stop it.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Don't worry.
Why spend time mentioning these things, which some hope will be forgotten? Whenever people finally become aware of predicaments which have been forced upon them, they tend to look around and try to discover who is accountable or somewhere to place the blame. Some people are silent and unmoved until mistakes have been made, then become very angry and are veritable tigers in their belated and useless efforts to place responsibility. Now, what ticked me off the other day, you know, I sat down and listened to a couple of these guys drinking coffee, and oh yeah, they're just real tigers now.
Are they townspeople that you're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, did you think that by God they would help you on fighting any of this stuff whenever you had an opportunity mm-hmm. to change it? Hell no. But now then, they're tigers. It just drives the hell out of them. The New Harmony Town Council has inherited questionable water meter installation procedures. I have to rework this. Okay. A patchwork of water line additions, a wastewater plant that has been trashed, a new water well drilled in the Wabash floodplain, and the impossible and unending task of controlling soil erosion at the water tank and access road location. In addition, the Wabash erosion problem just north of town limits, which has been in the works for 7 years, and which the two previous town administrations were successful installing until they were out of office. Also, the town's liability wasted effort and expense in fighting the Parker Housing Addition. Last but not least, the now defunct plastic plant fiasco.
Is it defunct? The plastics plant
well,
is defunct?
Nelson is gone, and they transferred the ownership of the thing to Gillenwater, and we understand that he's going to use it for a warehouse. So, you know, the 50 promised employees when Nelson started that is out the window. Another reason to mention these things is to acknowledge the hapless residents who attempted to dissuade town officials in their blind endeavors. We also appeared before the County Plan Commission in a futile attempt to dissuade them from approving the illogical water tank location. The Plan Commission's vote was unanimous in favor of the location. The town attorney is expected to study all contracts and advise members before and after proceeding. Residents do not expect council members to be knowledgeable in all aspects of contractual arrangements and construction. During this episode, townspeople wonder who was advising the council, protecting the town's interest and providing oversight. However, it is sheer folly for the town to let contracts turn their heads, look the other way, and think the town is absolved of all liability simply by stating the engineering company, NDOT, or contractors are responsible. It's in their hands. And that's what they tell me, you know, that's what I ask some of them. Indeed, at the County Plan Commission meeting, at the town council meetings, Mr. Lautz of Commonwealth Engineers assured everyone present not to worry, Commonwealth has a blanket insurance policy covering errors and omissions. The town attorney implied that engineers and contractors were the fall guys in case of a lawsuit, not the town. And I remember when Lautz made that statement, and I said, isn't the town ultimately liable for these things, some of these things? And Berger said, no, the contractor and the engineer. Well, the next paragraph, New Harmony's Main Street Smile has three missing storefront teeth, which glaringly attest to the fallacy of that thinking. After all, who is stuck with problems after the engineers, contractors, and attorney have vanished? 25 years ago, I already said that. Move this paragraph right here to the last. The new town council has a tremendous task ahead of them and should not be blamed nor expected to be held accountable for what has been thrust upon them. And I'll end it some other way, but that's the gist of the thing.
Okay. This is a letter you plan, or a community comment you plan to put in the county papers, is that correct?
Yeah, or okay. The Posseville paper, I don't know about Mount Vernon.
My article, of course, is a Mount Vernon paper, because that's
yeah,
my comment.
Yeah. Well, I never know, you know, what their coverage is up here. And,
mm-hmm.
There's my statement to the Plan Commission and Parker's statement also. And I gave each one of those guys a copy of that.
Mm-hmm. So are you suggesting or proposing that the tank be moved?
Are you kidding? The town's going to be stuck with that white elephant from now on. You ought to go up there.
Oh, I will.
And see. You have to have a four-wheel drive to get up there.
I don't.
You just sit there and jump then.
How do you want to use this space to rephrase what you've just read to me?
What do you suggest?
Well,
you know more about this business than I do. And
I just know I've talked to you over the years. I've seen you in meetings. You stand up and you say the most sensible things that I agree with. And I read your letters to the editor, and I'm so glad I'm a letter to the editor person, too.
Hmm.
I haven't always been agreed with, but boy, I like to avail myself of the right to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's why we hated to see you quit writing the notes up there.
Well, I didn't miss a thing, did I?
No.
And I tried to be fair. I'm not a very good reporter, but it was balanced out by me being neutral because I wasn't from here. I didn't have any.
Yeah, and it was factual.
And it was just like, it was factual.
Sure.
Sometimes it was unwieldy because it was all there, but it was all there. Okay, for the purposes of this, I had imagined that we could do a column on you, you know, as having been someone who really was a hands-on person and made those decisions years ago, who had to put up with the bomb threats, the whiners, the complainers, the negativity, and someone who years later still cares. You know, you have been in the position, you have sat there in their chair, and And now you're, you know, you're a member of the community, but you also have been around for a long time, and you have a sense of vision about how you could see the direction you see it going in, how you feel about that.
Yeah, and you know that has bad aspects too. The younger people think, you know, here's this old guy who wants to keep hanging on. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell didn't he just bug out and let these guys run it?
Because you have wisdom and perspective.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got quite a bit of time and effort invested in this town.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I must have some interest in it. But, you know, you get that kind of feedback from some people.
So, I guess what I would like to, you mean, I can go ahead and print your letter in my column, but it'll be, I'd rather use the space for you to rephrase or elaborate on what this board is going to be up against and what you faced in the past. And
well, these things here that board is going to be up against, that's the gist of this thing right here. And I thought probably that's right in here. I thought maybe what I would just list those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And
how can people help the board? How can people move things forward instead of holding them back? How can they make their job easier instead of harder? Tell us that, what you think.
Yeah, well, it's like Tom Simpson, the guy from State Board of Accounts, said encourage everybody to attend town board meetings so that they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, the way Berger operated, you know, they wanted to operate in secret.
I know.
And stifle all kind of questions and answers. So they had this open forum started the opening of a meeting, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you missed that, you didn't get to say anything.
No one got to comment on what happened during the meeting until the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So they diffused all dialogue or discussion, didn't they?
Yeah, and that was the purpose of it.
Uh-huh.
So
have they reinstated the dialogue or the exchange, well, the right to speak?
I thought probably I wouldn't go to any meetings. Because there are people, you know, who say that Oliver's still trying to run the damn town and all that. And so I thought probably I wouldn't put that on them. I would just not attend any meeting, just see what goes on from talking to them privately or over the, you
know. Is that your plan?
Yeah. And, you know, I'd tell them that if I can got any information that they need, I'm willing to help. But I don't want to give them the impression that I'm trying to tell them how to run something, because you know how the ego works.
Oh yeah.
And
but you, I guess what's confusing here, it seems odd that you're encouraging people to go. The people that would go would not see you there. The person that encouraged them to go.
Yeah. Well, I've been going to all those things, you know, and so I guess you're right. I probably would need to go sometimes because I've been encouraging people to go. Mm-hmm. And Tom Simpson, he lives at Chandler. Mm-hmm. They've got all the same damn problems they have.
Are these problems typical of a small town?
Yeah.
And explain that. Explain how that works. Why the negativity? Where does that come from? What's it all about?
It's a lack of supervision and oversight in little towns, and I guess probably in the city too. Just like talking to Don Gibbs, he's a new member in this town board. He was raising hell about the new restrooms that we had built out in Murphy Park, you know, built like a fort.
I know that was described in what you loaned me to read.
Yeah, they can't tear it down, but he says, by God, the termites are even eating on the roof. And he said that the water was running through there, and it was made so that they don't try to heat it. Mm-hmm. And the water, they shut off the water, and it drains back out of all the fixtures, and so nothing freezes and bursts. Mm-hmm. He said he went out there and the valve didn't shut off good and tight. Water was just still running through the system. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things that you get into. You don't have any supervision. Mm-hmm. Like on these contracts. Mm-hmm. The town board members don't know a damn thing about performance bonds and all that thing. Mm-hmm. And so you need a good attorney and you need an oversight. I think the state should require oversight. Now,
what do you mean by oversight? Are you talking about
an engineering company to look over plans and approve them?
And maybe to interpret them to the board members?
Yeah. Now, when we were on there, and some of the town board members went out there at that restroom, you know, and told the contractor to change some things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things in particular was steps going into the damn place. Mm-hmm. And so I went by there on a bike one Saturday afternoon. Run over, Virginia and I were going camping that over the weekend, and I saw they had the form set for steps. Mm-hmm. So I came back and unhooked the trailer. I told Virginia we can't go. Well, I loaded up all those town board members on Sunday, mm-hmm. and we went by there and I said, look guys, we can't make these kind of changes. Mm-hmm. The Administrative Building Council, the state, mm-hmm. looks at our plans and they approve those plans. Mm-hmm. And we can't change that without going through them. Mm-hmm. And besides, we don't want steps. Ian Jacobs, lives right across the street there, mm-hmm. and he's paraplegic. Mm-hmm. And so we want him to roll in. Mm-hmm. And so they bought that argument. But that's what happens, you know. And so whenever this came up, I asked Louts in one of these mm-hmm. meetings, and I said, does the Administrative Building Council look over these plans? Mm-hmm. And no, this was Summers, you know, their lead man. And Summers said, yeah, they do. So later on, I asked Louts, and he said, no. He said, they only look over buildings. He said, on water systems, sewers, they don't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, who looks over the plans mm-hmm. And sees what's going on? So the town then enters into the contract, and Watson, I know I went and talked to him once, and he said, I don't know anything about that. He said, I'm a policeman. I'm not an engineer. And so, you know, they just absolve themselves of any mm-hmm. responsibility that way. And damn it, I still say that the town is liable. And I just found out the other night.
The town is liable for?
Damages on, like, that fire up here.
Right.
The town, the fire marshal, deputy fire marshal, maybe you know him. He came up and spoke to our Kiwanis Club about 2 or 3 weeks mm-hmm. ago. And he's talking about, they wasted a lot of time about how they investigate fires and all that. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we looked at this fire over here. And I said, you certainly don't have to look very far to know about the cause of that fire, do you? Mm-hmm. And I went ahead to say, the town's inspector, you know, is supposed to be inspecting on that job, was on his way to Mount Vernon, the story I got. He said, I can't talk about that. That's still in litigation. And I said, I thought this settled. And I did. I thought this settled with everybody. And they said, nope, what the insurance company does, they pay off all the claims, and then they go looking for the fall guys to reimburse their funds. You know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about that. But anyway, the town's inspector, mm-hmm. and that's what came pretty straight to me mm-hmm. when that happened. Did you hear this story?
I haven't heard this story. No. I haven't heard this.
Yeah.
Do you, and so your point for the purpose of this article, when you're talking about the difficulty that this that a board, any board, is going to run up against, is that they're having to make, I'm just trying to put your spin on it, they're having to make decisions that involve
important decisions.
And very important decisions involve a lot of money, that involve something that will impact this town for years, sometimes decades.
Yeah, sure.
They are having to make decisions that involve technical decisions that they don't have any expertise in.
Right.
And if there is, and there is there no system of checks and balances?
There should
be. Is there no funding for them to get consultants or to have their decisions monitored or checked or approved? Is there no way that these decisions that they may make in good faith can be, you know, looked at and say that you've made a sound decision or it's flawed here?
There should be some mechanism, but I don't know what it is.
Did you all run into the same problem, whereby you were having to make technical decisions that you weren't equipped to make? And if so, how did you handle it?
Just dumb persistence on my part. I know when we entered into contract to supply water down at the state park, mm-hmm. got a lot of static on that, you know, from people saying, you know what, New Harmony runs out of water. And we may need that ourselves one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
So we go ahead and get the plans, and we cannot get right away.
I read about the easement was denied.
Yeah. And so you just keep trying. I know the engineering company, And these people think, you know, once those plans are drawn, by God, they're cast in stone. You can't say anything. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because our engineer drew these plans for that water line to go down the old damn road, and we decided we'd get down there to K.D. Owen, and we probably can't go through him. So then we thought, well, we'll go out around Old Plank Road. Nobody out there would go along with us either. So finally, he said, well, we'll just go up over the hill and follow county right away. Blair gave us right away up there where he lived. But nobody else along there would give us any right away. So we got easements from the county. So Boss Riggin owned that property out there, and I tried to talk, it was John Riggin, Boss's heir. John Riggin, well, he wouldn't even listen to me. And so I said to Parker, you know, I can't do any good with him. And so Parker got that easement. He said, you know, he came by and he said, if you get a check in the mail to John Riggin in the amount of, I don't know what it was, $2,800, something like that, he said, he'll sign. He did it. So anyway.
So this is an example of the way the board can be thwarted by people who are either misinformed or who have personal vendettas or grudges against people.
Well, you get Lichtenstein.
Okay. Yeah, see, I think it would be interesting to find out what is the board up against. There's so many examples, so many examples. We don't have room for what you're telling me. I don't have room to include the details of what you're telling me.
Sure.
But I think, you know, since you are right, your letter is a letter of support for this board to.
Sure. I worked like hell to get these people elected.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think, you know, maybe a good use of this space, and it's not much space, since you are already writing, in your own words, a letter to the editor, a good use of the space would be to have people think about, you know, these are their elected officials. Why make it difficult for them? Why not be supportive of them?
Sure.
These are the people in place. Well, you know, but I personally think in a small town, often people are bored. It becomes a form of cheap entertainment. It's, they're uninformed. They don't trouble themselves to go, you know, get the facts. It's too easy to just overhear a conversation or join in gossip and then pass it on.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get involved. Nobody wants to get involved
nowadays. That came up, too, in what you had, apathy. That apathy was a big problem. Apathy and misinformation, and that's a deadly combination, isn't it?
Sure.
So do you think that would be a good use of the space?
Sure.
To write about what the board is up against? I mean, we could spin off in any one of these stories, and we could talk about the bomb threats, which I plan to mention. But I don't really have room for a lot of detail.
No, you don't.
So,
I don't either, in that letter. It's going to be too dang long.
Oh, they'll put it in. It's well written. It's very well written. You made some good points. So how can people help this board? They can attend meetings.
Comment. Now, you don't have to agree with everything.
You don't have to agree, but just food for thought.
Sure.
Participate then.
Right.
And how else?
Yeah. Actively work, you know, on projects that are beneficial to the town. That's right. Tom Simpson, we were talking to him about that thing. He said, unfortunately, they got laws about everything, but there's no laws against ignorance.
No, there's no. Oh, that's a good lead right there, isn't there? So this board is going to have a rough go because the subject is very difficult.
Damn right they will.
And also, don't you think that people have a tendency to blame? They will blame them without thinking, wait a minute, these are new people.
That was my point, this thing here. Yeah, sure, they're going to catch a lot of hell. Well, the one meeting I was to here a couple of weeks ago, this guy right down the street here, he said, by God, I got a water bill here for $74. What are you going to do about me with watering my new lawn? You're going to charge me $20.84 a month plus everything above 4,000 gallons whenever I'm just watering the lawn. And of course the town board says, you know, we don't know where that water went. So they've got a lot of things to work out.
I am totally ignorant about the water thing. I'm just out of it. I haven't been reporting on it and I haven't been reading about it. It doesn't involve me. I live in Mount Vernon. They're going to meters now? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're putting them in right now.
And so everybody will have a meter. And everybody will pay for exactly what they use. Is that right?
That's the way I think it's supposed to be. Now, you don't know how this is going to come out, because I talked to Chuck, the water man. He's a good kid, but he doesn't have enough experience at this.
Right.
And I said, you know where that roofless church is up there? There used to be four dwellings along there 50 years ago. Now, is each one of those going to be considered a tap or what? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we haven't got that figured out yet. He said, we don't know whether we put in a meter for those people or not. So I really don't know what the story is on those kind of things. Mrs. Owen has a lot of lots around here that
right.
seemingly vacant, you know,
uh-huh.
and they use a lot of water. So I think, you know, they should be metered. But I don't know how they come out on that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about Stockman, now he's a hell of a good kid and I like him, but talking to him the other day and he makes a statement that, as we're starting out here, he said, now I'm going to try to get an affirmative 5-0 on most all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Rod, you can't do that, you know, that's being naive.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're going to get 5 people to agree on everything, 4 of you aren't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's a good guy and he's putting in a lot of time.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I think Wayne Wright too is good.
Uh-huh.
He's had some experience with the Newburgh sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe they can do all right if they hang together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's always some people at work we'll try to split them apart, split them up. Where we got involved with Tom Simpson is that we filed a petition with the State Board of Accounts saying that we question the ability to amortize the debt at their present rates, and we want a study made.
Mm-hmm.
And we cited the law. So I guess they had to do it. They hated that like hell.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting with Tom Simpson and his deputy, some lady named Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
She sat there like this, looked right straight ahead all the time. So we had a lot of things there. Tom Straw was there and Ron.
Was this recently?
No, it's been 6 months ago
mm-hmm.
or more.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Straw was there and Ron Eimer and Parker and I believe maybe Cook. A
mm-hmm.
bunch of us were there. She sits right there and looks straight ahead. I'm sitting right here beside her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a bunch of papers and things, you know, and I keep sliding them over here in front of her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I kept looking right straight ahead. And I thought, boy, this is an exercise
in
futility. Boy.
Jeez.
And so uh-huh. I finally just slid this whole pile right down here to Tom mm-hmm. Simpson. He was down here.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't do any good, you know, same deal.
Mm-hmm.
They sent her down to audit the books.
Mm-hmm.
And just a routine thing.
What do you think is the greatest problem that this board is going to have?
Complaints, probably, and then completing a lot of these things that that these other people let run down, just like that wastewater plant. You read what the Belushi said to here? This is their engineer. He sent this to Watson and Berger, and he says, last summer, two occurrences turned all attention from the water project over to the wastewater project. The first happened when an outside firm was brought in to help remove sludge from the existing anaerobic digester. That's that first building down there that you see. As described in our office, the process involved pulling sludge from the digester and dewatering the material with a portable belt filter press. It appears that during this procedure, a large mass of sludge became dislodged and floated up out of the digester section to the top of the primary clarifier. When this happened, the sludge mass lifted the existing cone platform and all attached piping and channels and rotated them several degrees before setting them back down. Consequently, the influent and effluent lines were sheared off their connections, disabling the tank and removing it from the process. This forced raw sewage to be pumped from the headworks structure directly to the trickling filter. So your damn thing been trashed, you know? And the primary digester is where you get rid of settleable solids
mm-hmm.
and some digestion goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the trickling filter, which is a moving arm that goes around and around and sprays this out
mm-hmm.
onto what they call a media, which is nothing but big chunks of limestone and it works by photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. Algae grows on that, you know. Works great in sunlight, you know, mm-hmm. but photosynthesis doesn't work that work worth a damn in winter weather. Mm-hmm. And so then the trickling filter can't work. Mm-hmm. And then it goes from there to a secondary clarifier. Mm-hmm. And if you put undigested sludge in there, well, the whole system's screwed up. Mm-hmm. And it goes from there through a chlorine tank before put in the river. So when after I read this, well, you know, they got to be putting it in the river. Mm-hmm. They're not even treating it, and they're getting by some way. Mm-hmm. But when a town board meeting several months ago, I asked Belushi, no, I asked Louts. This is a young guy, Belushi is.
Mm-hmm. And I tell said, me again who Louts is. Tell me
he's the resident engineer for Commonwealth engineers. They're the ones that have the contract for the water system.
Here in town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's new piping that they're putting in.
They're installing new equipment, but they're not in charge of, like, running it every day. Town employees will be running it.
After it's completed, yeah.
But Louts is one of the people working on installing new equipment.
Well, he's the engineer. They draw up the plans, and he's down, you know, selling this deal to the town.
Right.
And keeping them happy.
Okay.
And telling them how to keep getting money from up there somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, grants. But
he's their advisor, then, so to speak,
yeah,
on this
yeah.
project.
So, I asked Louts about something, and I can't think what it was now. It was before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I know a little bit about wastewater treatment because when I was on the board, I didn't like some answers I was getting from the people that were running the plant.
Right.
So I bought a correspondence course from Sacramento State College,
mm-hmm.
and I got through that.
And it was on water treatment?
Yeah, wastewater uh-huh. treatment. It's real interesting.
Uh-huh.
And so I did know a couple of things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, it seems to me like from what little I know, that a trickling filter in this country is probably not the best. Now in Arizona, where they have a lot of sunlight, I can see that, but why not have an activated sludge plant here? And I said, since your engineering outfit is working up some new renovation for this thing, mm-hmm. did he consider just scrapping this and going to an activated sludge plant, which is nothing but a big stirring mess, you know, that keeps it oxygenated,
mm-hmm.
and be much, much more efficient. And he said no. He said you can talk to Belushi, our engineer in Indianapolis. So I called him,
mm-hmm.
and I said, did you consider that? So whenever you figured the cost about renovating this old plant, which is a trickler, and maybe going to an activated sludge plant, and he said no, we didn't figure that.
Mm-hmm.
So
why didn't they?
Hell, I don't know. This Belushi, he seemed like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like about 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know whether they're brand new.
Well, to me, it's interesting. Now, you took this course when you were a board member, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Were there any other times when you took a course like that, just to be more knowledgeable and bring more expertise to the act of making these decisions?
No, that was
I think that's very interesting that you would take money and your own time and effort to go take a correspondence course so you could inform yourself.
Yeah. Well, at the time, we ordered two more. One for Bud Travelstead, who was
mm-hmm.
a town employee.
Right.
And Billy Pruitt, who was also a town
mm-hmm.
employee. Well, Billy Pruitt did nothing with his, but Bud Travelstead went ahead and completed his.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, you know, as soon as he got his certification,
mm-hmm.
went to work down at State Park.
He did. He took off. Right?
Yeah.
After the town paid for some education.
Yeah. So anyway, he was a good fella, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I can't stand in your way because, you know, they have benefits that we don't have, and they pay
sure.
more and all that. But that's the way things go.
Mm-hmm.
And little towns, unless they do pay
mm-hmm.
the thing anymore, they aren't going to get qualified people.
Right.
That's why that thing's going to hell down there now.
Mm-hmm.
They.
What are the, maybe a good question to ask for the purpose of this article would be, what do you see the greatest problems right now facing that board? The greatest problems, and also, What do you think is the most important decision that they're going to have to be making? Something that's very loaded, very important decision.
Well, most of these decisions have been made for them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the important ones is the erosion up here on the river, which, you know, these two previous town boards have stalled until they're out of office. And
I was covering that for a while, but I don't know the status of it now. I don't know what's happening with it now.
Well, the last thing I heard, Dr. Rice is on the, he's chairman of that Wabash River Commission. Mm-hmm. And Tom Straw and I are on that commission also.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard for me to find out really what's going on. Because they had the people come down from the state, IDEM. And Tom and I went to that meeting,
mm-hmm.
Tom Straw and I,
mm-hmm.
and Rice was there. And Berger comes out and says, this is not a public meeting. Some of you people will probably have to leave. And I said, why is that? I said, we're members of this commission.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, these fellows from the state, they want to talk about something that should remain private or something like that. And I said, well, I don't understand that. And one of these people who's supposed to be their attorney came with him, a girl.
Uh-huh.
I said, do we have anything to hide, or do you people have anything to hide? And she said, not that I know of. So anyway, they said, well, you fellas can sit in on it for a little while. So we sat in on this meeting for a little while, and
uh-huh.
finally, I think Berger leans over to Watson and says something, and or Watson, maybe it's the other way, maybe Watson uh-huh. leaned over to Berger. And Berger says, well, you fellows will have to leave now. Oh, I know who the other one was, Chris Gaultney. Chris Gaultney got mad as hell. He said, listen, I teach engineering over at UE. And he said, I took the afternoon off to attend this meeting. I'm a member of this
uh-huh.
commission. And he said, it gripes me, you know, to tell me that I can't sit in on this meeting. So they said, well, okay. You can stay, but you other guys have to go. So Tom Straw and I left.
Oh,
can you imagine that? Yeah. And Rice sits there and never says a damn word. You know.
He let that go on, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that always drives me. But I think the only way I can find out anything now is I see David Rice down here at church once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I saw him, he said, the Attorney General has signed the appropriation mm-hmm. for the work up here. And I said, what do you mean? I thought that was already in the works a long time ago, which I mm-hmm. thought it was. He said, no, he had to sign it. And he said, I think it'll go now. So I don't know what the status of it is. I've been going to those Four Rivers meetings. That's a mm-hmm. group of conservationists, you know. And they do great work, you know. Most of them are duck and goose hunters,
mm-hmm.
but they do great work in the wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Sally down here one time, and she put the idea in my head that this ought to be a wetlands up here.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's been trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to these Four Rivers meetings, and I run onto this engineer from the Corps, this guy from the Corps of Engineers, and I said, you know, what's holding up our project? This has been a year or so ago. And he said, we don't know. He said, it's just like all these damn things. He said, we spend time and effort drawing up all these plans for all these towns, and then he said, we don't know what happens to them. What is going on? I said, I don't know. So he said, we approved our plan. The financing's all been approved by the Corps of Engineers. So it has to be the state of Indiana or town of New Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first got into this thing, a guy named Rob Fuller, he was a colonel, I think, of the Corps of Engineers. He was out of Louisville. Was over here at the Red Geranium, and or no, not the Red Geranium, Bio Grill. And we had a meeting, and the first thing he said was, I hope you guys have your story together. He said, the last thing we heard from you people was get the hell out of New Harmony. I said, wait a minute. Who in the hell's talking for New Harmony?
Uh-huh.
The best of my recollection, Gerard spoke up. You know how it is. Whenever you throw a rock out at a bunch of dogs, and the only one that gets hit is the one that yells.
Yes.
So, I believe it was him. I believe he said, well, you know, they got this outfit from Texas to come up and do the machetes on the river. Mm-hmm. So we always thought North Street, since Watson is on their payroll, you know, a direct conflict of interest. And we always thought North Street was screwing up the works. So when we got into this thing about happens.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I looked at it. It wasn't moving.
So we called Gerard, and so he said, yeah, I'll set up a meeting. Mm-hmm. He'd come over to my office. So Tom Straw and myself and Cook and Ron Eimer and Parker, I don't know, we had a pretty good delegation. Mm-hmm. So we said to Parker, I said to Gerard, because we thought he had good influence mm-hmm. with Watson, you know, how to get around this impasse. Mm-hmm. The damn water tower site up there is just ridiculous. And he said, well, you know, he's a real hardhead. He said, I call him my little redneck. And he said, when he gets his damn mind made up, he said, you can't change him. So I'm confused, you know. I always thought North Street was calling the shots. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Let me pause here, because I don't know what I've got and what I don't have. Let me just look. That has not happened to me in a very, very long time.
Well, I probably got you off the track.
To sit there with the tape thinking.